What is commercial real estate? Introduction. Commercial real estate is often defined as any real estate that is not residential. Selling multifamily properties, such as apartment buildings, is considered to be commercial selling because of the nature of the transaction. The sale of residential properties that include from 1 to 4 living units is considered a residential transaction. If the property includes 5 or more living units, the sale is considered a commercial transaction. There is no difference in Texas between a commercial real estate license and a residential license. They are the same. The Texas Real Estate Commission does not designate a license to be either commercial or residential. An individual is either a sales agent license holder or a broker license holder. The vast majority of new license holders enter the residential real estate brokerage business, but a real estate professional has many opportunities in the business other than listing and selling residential property. There are several areas of real estate in which a real estate professional can gain experience and specialize. In addition to the sale and purchase of property, agents also represent commercial landlords in the leasing of properties and may also represent tenants in locating a rental property. Why choose commercial real estate? Many residential agents find themselves working 7 days a week, day and night, including some holidays. The average buyer works for a living and is only available to view properties after working hours or on the weekends. This schedule makes it difficult for the residential sales agent to have a normal 9-to-5 work schedule, as he or she is often on call around the clock for clients. Evening showings can lead to missing family dinners, children's sporting events, and happy hours. Commercial real estate offers a more flexible schedule for agents. Typically, commercial agents work Monday through Friday, giving them nights and weekends off from showing properties to clients. However, there is a good deal of work they do during so-called regular business hours. Commercial agents still communicate with their clients outside of office hours and will often do research and network on Saturdays and Sundays. Whether or not agents end up working weekends usually has to do with their clients' particular needs and expectations. But agents armed with a cell phone can take care of business while still spending time with their loved ones. Larger paychecks are also enticing. The average residential transaction is in the neighborhood of $250,000, while many commercial transactions close for millions of dollars. Though deals may take longer to close, it can be more financially advantageous to work on commission in commercial real estate. Many agents, particularly those in land development, take pride in being a part of developing the community. Being instrumental in bringing businesses and development to the community is important to them, giving them a sense of satisfaction. Instead of helping one buyer find a dream home, commercial agents are helping build neighborhoods for future residents and helping the community they work in grow and progress. Some agents prefer working with commercial clients because they focus on the numbers, not their emotions. Since commercial real estate is typically an investment, investors and owners are looking at the return on investment and not on emotional factors attached to the property. They are not looking for their dream property. They are looking for a property that will make them money. If the numbers work, they will most likely go for it. Whatever the reasons for choosing commercial real estate, there are some challenges that commercial agents must deal with regularly. Challenges in commercial real estate. Challenge number 1. The ability to keep the faith that you will be successful. This challenge is true for all entrepreneurs at some point in their careers. There are times when the phones are ringing and you will have multiple deals in the pipeline. You are so busy that you are praying for a break. Other times, it may be months since you have done a deal and you are focused on why the phone is not ringing. It is important not to lose faith in yourself. Negativity breeds negativity, and if you are thinking negative thoughts, then you are the roadblock. Seasoned and successful commercial brokers say that the best way to overcome these worries and fears is to remember all of the times in the past when you felt your faith in yourself lagging, yet everything worked out in the end. Ask yourself, do I have anything in the pipeline? What do I have to do to get something in the pipeline? How can I keep my pipeline full? The issue that you will have as an entrepreneur is with yourself and conquering fear. Have faith that you will be successful in commercial real estate. Challenge number two, the fluctuations of the paychecks. As stated above, sometimes you're hot and sometimes you're not. Sometimes you have many deals going all at once, while other times you have nothing working. Make sure that you do not blow all of the money that you made during your busy months on frivolous things like cars, clothes, jet skis, whatever. Save enough money to have a little cushion to get you through the lean times. Put yourself on a self-imposed budget. Challenge number three, the lengthy transaction time. This aspect of commercial real estate can be quite a shock for an agent with a background in residential real estate. The average residential transaction is roughly 30 to 45 days from contract to close. The commercial transaction process is much more in-depth than the residential. The average commercial transaction is 90 days from contract to closing. It can take even longer, sometimes up to a year before closing, if it gets to the closing table at all. What is the agent doing during this period? Waiting for a paycheck. Waiting requires a great deal of patience and belief that the end will justify the means. The waiting period makes it is vital to budget. Challenge number four, finding out who actually owns commercial properties. It takes commercial agents longer to do the research to uncover whom to contact about a property. Many commercial properties are not owned by individuals, but instead by limited liability companies, LLCs, adding layers of complexity in finding the designated contact person for a particular property. What to look for in a commercial real estate company. If you are looking to join a commercial real estate firm, do your homework to find one that will best fit your needs. You will need to decide if you want to go with a large residential firm with a commercial division, a small independent firm, or a big-name international firm that specializes in commercial real estate services. Residential firms with commercial divisions. In the last 5 to 7 years, several big residential brokerages have set up commercial divisions in-house. Joining a residential firm with a commercial division has its advantages. These advantages are primarily due to the firm's residential agents, who immediately refer any commercial business over to the commercial side of the company. It is also easier to form relationships with the firm's existing residential clients, who may have commercial needs. Many of the residential firms will allow their residential agents to transition slowly over to the commercial division so they can continue working with their residential clients. Working with residential clients is advantageous for the agent because he or she can continue to bring in income-working residential transactions while building a book of commercial clients. These firms offer many resources and training for agents while they are transitioning from residential to commercial. The downside of joining the commercial division of a residential firm often lies in the lack of credibility residential firms carry in the commercial world. Most seasoned commercial agents and their clients do not often work with residential agents because they feel that the agents lack the hard knowledge and background of a commercial agent backed by a commercial firm with years of experience in the commercial world. Big-name international commercial real estate firms. Many individuals interested in commercial real estate prefer to join large commercial firms with a global reach. Most larger firms offer bootcamp-type training programs, webinars, and online courses that prepare agents to work in the fast-paced world of commercial real estate. Many agents and brokers feel that joining commercial-only firms will take them much further in their careers. In addition to in-depth training programs, the advantages of joining commercial-only firms include more credibility from commercial people, working on more expensive properties, better support system, such as staff, advisors, CPAs, attorneys, and market researchers, good mentorship programs, in-house commercial MLS type systems, and online transaction management systems, opportunities for networking with seasoned commercial agents, better variety of commercial services offered, access to research materials and resources, market information for demographics and analysis, national and international client lists, databases of building owners, tenants, and investors. Many large commercial brokerages work with both owners or landlords and tenants to lease, manage, and market their properties. They offer services in a whole host of different specialties like office, industrial, retail, land, investment, and more. Agents at these large brokerages have been well-trained in prospecting methods and marketing strategies and work in highly specialized departments where they delve deeply into their respective markets. They speak the lingo and know the drill. Investors and business owners find this appealing because it gives the firm's agents credibility in the field. Joining a large firm does have its drawbacks. Most big commercial firms do not let their agents work residential deals because they do not want their agents splitting their time between the two worlds. They feel that commercial agents should be committed to commercial pursuits full-time. Commercial brokers will ask you before taking you on if you have sufficient funds saved up to sustain you while you work towards your first transactions. They do not want to invest the time and effort into training someone who is just going to leave when times get tough. They may also want to know how many hours per day you can put toward work-related activities, expecting your answer to be 10 to 12 hours per day. Commercial real estate is a largely numbers-driven business, and firms expect their agents to be producing as much as possible. Agents are expected to be both proactive and reactive. Small independent firms. There are many full-service independent commercial real estate firms with loyal client bases interested in adding competent, motivated agents to their teams. Like other firms, they offer a variety of commercial services to owners and investors, including office, industrial, investment, land sales, multifamily, corporate services, and consulting. Many of these firms are looking for individuals with some commercial real estate experience already under their belts. They may offer training and mentoring programs, but expect agents to start working in the field much sooner than a larger firm would. Agents considering these types of firms should be able to perform financial analyses, review sales contracts and leases, negotiate, and network immediately. How to succeed in commercial real estate. The stories behind great commercial agents are very different, informing us that there is no one way to succeed in commercial real estate. Some agents begin their careers as residential sales agents and later transition to the commercial side for a variety of reasons. Others know as they are taking their qualifying real estate courses that they want to be in the busy world of commercial real estate, right out of the gate. Commercial real estate is not the easiest profession to break into, and many commercial agents start as assistants, learning the business by answering phones and talking to people. Some agents may opt to take an internship at a large firm in order to learn the ropes. Regardless of how you get started in the business, there are some key ingredients that you will need to create a successful recipe. 1. Find a mentor. One of the most important things that an individual starting in real estate can do is to join a company with a strong training and support system. Because transitioning into commercial real estate is a big step, mentorship is invaluable. Mentoring is about one person helping another to achieve something. In a small firm, your mentor may be the broker. In a larger firm, your mentor might be an agent the firm feels comfortable having new agents shadow. Often, agents will take care of everyday tasks the mentor may not have the time to do. Successful commercial agents will seek out new agents to take in under their wings and train before throwing them out to the wolves. A mentor should be someone who will teach you how the business really works. New agents should have at least 1 year of hands-on experience before going out on their own. For example, if you are specializing in apartments, your mentor should put you to work inventorying an apartment building. How many doors need locks? How many units need new carpet? There is no substitute for experience. Become an assistant to your mentor, if you can, and shadow that person if allowed. No two transactions are alike, so any angle you can learn from your mentor on how to uncover and resolve hidden issues will only improve your knowledge. You can even make a little money by bringing your mentor deals for a referral fee. 2. Build a comprehensive database. A comprehensive database will be one of the greatest assets of your business. Pick a geographical region to farm and assemble a database of properties and property owners. Take pictures of properties, inquire about lease rates, parking ratios, vacancy rates, occupancy rates, tenant improvement allowances. Collect everything and anything that a tenant might want to know in your database. Follow up every 2 months to make sure that the information in your database is up to date and accurate. As a building leases up, for example, the lease rates may increase, or the landlord may reduce tenant improvement allowances. Perhaps a new tenant has significantly altered the parking ratio of the property. All of these present good reasons to stay on top of changes in the properties. Become an expert on area properties, whether office, retail, or industrial. If you compile the information and keep it current, you will have a wealth of information to offer buyers, sellers, landlords, tenants, and investors. 3. Learn how to budget. Before truly getting started in commercial real estate, you must sit down and determine a monthly budget. Start by calculating your monthly expenditures. What is your rent? How much do you spend on groceries, gas, phone, cable, electricity, car payment, insurance, credit cards, entertainment? Where is your money going to come from while you are trying to find business as a commercial agent? Deals often take 6 to 12 months to close. How will you support yourself in the meantime? You must have a plan in place in order to be successful. The idea of having no immediate cash flow is a scary proposition for most. Getting started in commercial real estate is an expensive endeavor. Membership to commercial property databases like CoStar and LoopNet are costly monthly expenses that are well worth the investment. You will need to have money earmarked to spend on them. Budget carefully and create a contingency fund for the lean months while you build your client base and your credibility. 4. Be prepared to hear the word no. It takes courage and determination to be successful. For every 100 people you contact, only 10 might call back. Out of those 10, only 1 or 2 might actually turn into business for you. Be prepared to hear the word no, but keep marching forward. You have to stick to it and be consistent in order to be successful. 5. Be flexible. There are times when a client might call you at the last minute and tell you that she can only see an office space at a specific time, and she needs you to meet her there in 1 hour. What do you do? Do some quick research on surrounding buildings to check that the rate is comparable to similar properties. Then, meet the client at the building to show her the space. Being flexible shows that you value your clients, and they will trust that you are providing them with quality service. 6. Be professional. For many agents, this is a commission-only business. If you are independent, you can lose faith easily if you have not had a deal in months. Wake up every morning and get dressed like you are going to work, even if work is in your living room and you have no appointments. You create a different feeling when you are professionally dressed and ready for the day. 7. Educate yourself. You bring value to clients by understanding the market that you service. What are some of the roadblocks that your client could encounter during the transaction process? What are some ways that you can help remove or overcome those roadblocks? If you are knowledgeable about all of the aspects of the market, you will be able to identify challenges and find solutions that will make the deal go through. Problem solving is an invaluable service that you offer to your clients. Educate yourself on legal issues, contract law, and as many aspects of the market as possible. Take courses and obtain designations to put you ahead of the curve and to help you become an expert in the field. Knowledge equals money. 8. Practice time blocking. New agents should get started by blocking out a chunk of time to devote to commercial real estate activities. Industry experts recommend starting with a 10% block of time, then increasing it incrementally by 5%. So, 10% of your daily activities should be in pursuit and support of your business. This could include education, prospecting, or building your informational database, for example. As you fill the 10% block of time with activities, you can block out larger chunks until you're operating at the daily percentage you have determined will bring you the level of success you desire. 9. Balance your work and personal life. It is difficult when you are working and taking calls all of the time because you do not want to miss a deal. After all, seeing deals through from contract to close is how you put a roof over your head and food on the table. However, you need to learn to be present and make time for your family and loved ones. It will be an ongoing struggle because you have to initiate and continuously play the game in order to increase your business. You will quickly realize that it may not be a 50-50 split between business and leisure time. Business time will most likely predominate. Begin each day by prioritizing what you have to do. Once you have created your schedule, take care of those activities that are priorities, freeing up your day for more spontaneous occurrences, like lunch with your spouse or partner. Make sure to decompress when you are feeling too stressed out. You need to have some leisure time in order to be a full, well-rounded person. All work and no play make you a very dull boy or girl indeed. Schedule some well-deserved, non-real estate time. 10. Stay current with market issues. Read any real estate publications that you can get your hands on, both national and local, for insight into what is currently happening and what is coming down the pipe. Regularly visit sites like CoStar and LoopNet for listings and information, historical data, and analytical forecasting. Sites like these offer a wealth of information on the market, including quarterly and annual reports. 11. Choose the brokerage that you work for carefully. Some residential brokerages have commercial divisions, but these brokerages are mainly known for and focused on residential real estate transactions. Joining a commercial firm that only transacts commercial deals will take you a lot further in your career. There is more credibility with buyers, sellers, landlords, and business owners. You will have better training, focused solely on commercial real estate. Your support system understands commercial real estate and is better equipped to help you. Many large commercial firms create their own CMLS, commercial MLS, systems of commercial properties, whereas the commercial division of a predominantly residential firm might not have that resource for its commercial agents. In addition, at a commercial firm, you will work on larger and more expensive properties, so there is the possibility of much larger commissions. 12. Network. You have probably heard the saying, "It's all about who you know." In commercial real estate, it is especially true. Networking is the key to being successful in commercial real estate. If you never network with other professionals in the field, you may never know that these commercial properties are coming up for sale. You will need to build a level of trust with other commercial agents and brokers, so they will talk to you. Meet everyone in the business community that you can, then listen to them. Keep in touch on social media. Take them to lunch. You can meet people who can be potential clients or who can bring you good leads anywhere. Spend weekends networking. You can be off the clock and still be networking by utilizing your personal connections. Networking and building relationships go a long way toward succeeding in the commercial arena. 5-minute case study. AJ sits on the board of XYZ Company. He knows that the company is planning a strategic move in the next year and will need 20,000 square feet of office space on the southwest side of the city. IJ is friends with Agent Henry, who works for ABS, Always Be Selling, commercial brokerage. Over a friendly lunch one day, AJ tells Henry that XYZ is looking for a building on the southwest side of town. Henry, always diligent about maintaining his comprehensive database of properties, goes back to his office and pulls together all of the pictures and data of suitable properties for XYZ from his database. He organizes the information in a binder, then sends it over to XYZ Company along with a letter of introduction, explaining that the binder contains information on buildings in the southwest region that best meet their criteria. He then sits back and waits for a response. In the meantime, other agents get wind of the move and send the company letters merely offering their services with no information packet on available properties. At the next XYZ board meeting, the board agreed that Agent Henry had done all of the legwork and had given them all of the information that they needed to make an informed decision. The board gave Henry the deal based on the information that he was able to provide to them. Because his comprehensive database was up to date and filled with everything that a tenant would want to know, he was able to earn a healthy commission on the lease. Commercial real estate culture. Commercial brokerage practices are very different from those of residential brokerages. In a typical residential brokerage, sales agents come and go of their own volition and set their hours. Some agents may attend sales meetings sporadically or not at all. Commercial brokerages do not necessarily operate in the same way. Commercial brokerages hold their sales agents to different performance standards than residential agents. Commercial brokers expect to see their agents in the office regularly, and when they see their agents, they expect to see them dressed professionally and ready to work. Agents are also expected to attend sales meetings. The reason for these high expectations is that there is much money at stake in a commercial transaction, often a 50-50 split. The broker's expectations stem from the fact that the broker provides resources for the agents in the form of scheduling services, research teams, office, and conference room facilities. This support system results in a high desk cost per agent for the broker, and the broker expects to get value in return. In addition to higher performance standards, commercial real estate differs from residential real estate in terms of prospecting, advertising, ethics, and contracts. Commercial brokerage firms look for basic types of individuals that they feel will help increase their business. Experienced residential agents who have already built their own businesses. These individuals are tried, true, and successful. Experienced residential agents often prove to be excellent assets for commercial firms because they already know how to market themselves and conduct themselves with clients. Newly licensed individuals who show a predilection toward an aspect of commercial real estate, like retail leasing, or who know about a specific niche market, for example, industrial real estate. Specialized knowledge about a profitable niche is in high demand, and having an expert on staff is a feather in any firm's cap. College graduates with degrees in business. Graduates fresh out of college are typically easy to train and eager to get started in the business. If they were able to devote 4 or 5 years of their lives to finishing school, then they will be ready to put in the time to start their careers. Established business people who are retiring from the corporate world or are looking to change fields. These individuals may have contacts in the corporate world, which will prove to be useful for business. The commercial culture is extremely numbers-oriented and investment-driven. There is a need for agents to be good at number crunching, market analysis, and financial analysis. Many residential buyers are making an emotional purchase. They go off of feelings, I like the backyard, or this is a great place to raise children and make memories. Commercial buyers are often investor groups or firms who are only interested in the bottom line. What is the return on investment? Investors are laser-focused on return on investment, ROI, because they are using their money to make money. Commercial real estate agents are protective of their leads and do not often share their prospecting methods and resources with others. With good reason, their client list is their bread and butter. Commercial real estate can be cutthroat, and it is crucial to get all agreements in writing. If you share the identity of your prospect with a seller, the seller could try to go around you if he thinks he can save some money on the transaction. Make sure that you register your buyer with the seller, and the seller accepts the prospect as your buyer. Diplomacy, the ability to handle clients and situations sensitively and effectively, is critical in commercial real estate, and a lack of it can expose you immediately as a beginner. Commercial real estate has a language and a posture all its own. Veteran commercial agents can identify a rookie by the way he or she acts and reacts. Big players in the industry can also spot a rookie right away, underscoring the importance of mentorship with someone who can spend time teaching you the culture in a way that an online training course cannot do. Many successful commercial brokers started with a mentor who had been in the business for a long time and was able to share secrets with them. adopt the uniform of the other commercial agents in your brokerage. How are they dressed for meetings? The uniform is most often going to be business conservative, coat and tie, and dark suits for office leasing and sales. You can dress a little more casually with retail, long sleeves, and industrial, more relaxed clients. If you show up for lunch with a client and you're wearing a polo shirt while everyone else is wearing dark suits, you will look like you do not belong. You should always make an effort to mirror the way that your clients dress. Make sure that you not only look the part, but also that your marketing materials also measure up. It is common practice in residential real estate for agents to include a picture of themselves on their business cards and to wear name tags wherever they go. The practice in commercial real estate is exactly the opposite. Most agents live by the KISS rule, or keep it simple, stupid. They limit the information on their business cards to the bare minimum, including only their name, their broker's name, address, phone number, and website address, no picture. They do not wear name tags. Name tags are an excellent tool residential agents utilize to promote themselves when they are out in public. Residential agents want people to be attracted by the name tag, so they will ask real estate-related questions. By wearing a name tag in public, residential agents hope to gain listings or attract buyers. Commercial agents do not want to discuss their leads with others, and as stated earlier, guard them carefully, only sharing information with certain trusted individuals. They do not want people trying to pump them for information about the market or about whom they know. Their market information and contacts are how they prospect and earn commissions. Why risk sharing it with the wrong party? Residential brokerage versus commercial brokerage. There are many differences between commercial brokerage and residential brokerage that could cause a bit of culture shock for a residential agent who may be transitioning over to the commercial side. Residential brokerages. Use of TREC promulgated forms. Most agents belong to a local realtor association. 90% of listings appear on the MLS. Exclusive right to sell listing agreements are the most common. Agents want the maximum exposure for their listings. Pocket listings are rare, and many view them as unethical. Agents focus on getting as many transactions as possible. Time frame is 30 to 45 days. The majority of buyers and sellers do not involve an attorney in the transaction. Cold calling can be an issue due to the national Do Not Call list, trending away from big name recognition and brand in some markets toward independent firms. 54% of residential agents in the U.S. do not belong to a name brand real estate company. May let their agents dabble in commercial real estate. Commercial brokerages. No TREC promulgated forms. Less than half of commercial agents belong to the local realtor association. Less than 10% of listings appear on the local MLS. Exclusive right to sell listing agreements and open listings are common. Agents do not share their listings with the world and do not want exposure. They want both sides of the transaction for the brokerage. Pocket listings are common. Agents focus on getting fewer transactions worth more money. Time frame is 6 to 12 months or more. Attorneys are often involved in the transaction. Cold calling is not a problem for most commercial agents, since they are calling commercial businesses. Name recognition and brand are still important because the big names have the market information and a significant market share. Do not allow their agents to dabble in residential real estate. Residential brokerage versus commercial brokerage, similarities. So far in the text, we have discussed many of the ways that residential brokerage and commercial brokerage differ, but the two are not diametrically opposed. There are many similarities, as well as differences between the two specialties. How commercial agents add value to clients. Many buyers, sellers, and investors already have attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, and other experts they confer with and rely on during the transaction process. What exactly is it that the commercial agent brings to the table for the client? First and foremost, Agents add value by giving the client their time and knowledge of the transaction process. Commercial brokerages help sellers sell and buyers buy by bringing them together to facilitate and close transactions. A real estate agent is like the ringleader of a circus, keeping an eye on all of the spinning balls in the air. There are so many aspects of a commercial transaction that can go sideways if someone is not keeping a close watch on the proceedings. The agent keeps the transaction moving forward by monitoring financing, paying attention to the details so that the buyer and seller complete their tasks on time, verifying that all inspections and permissions are addressed during the due diligence period, and more. Commercial agents typically have a particular segment of the market in which they specialize and are often the best resource for buyers and sellers, landlords and tenants. Your comprehensive property database should be chock full of precious data on everything from price per square foot to parking ratios of properties. Often, investors reside out of state or even out of the country, and the agent is the only conduit between the investor and the local market. You should physically drive by the properties that you have added to your comprehensive property database at least every 2 months. As you drive by, there are several things that you should be looking for. New for lease signs or space available signs. This means the property may have new vacancies. Of course, this will affect occupancy and vacancy rates. Property condition. Is it looking a little tired and run down, or has it gotten a little work done? A recent facelift could indicate that the owner is pumping money into the property for one reason or another. Maybe to put it on the market. Maybe to make it more competitive for tenants. Condition of the area in which the property is located. Neighborhoods are always changing, and a once fashionable address may fall out of fashion. If the area is run down, this will affect the value of the property. Changes in the name on a building. Buildings are like advertising billboards for companies and can raise the profile of a building if a well-known company has naming rights. Likewise, if that company no longer has its name prominently displayed on the outside of the building, this could affect the rents the landlord can charge tenants. This could also present an opportunity for the agent to find new tenants for the landlord. Changes in the property management company. Often, a building's property management group will have a leasing sign near the building so that prospective tenants and their agents can contact them. Your database should include the name of the property management group employed by the owner. Parking issues. You can tell a lot about a building without ever stepping foot inside by the state of its parking lot or garage. If an office building is empty on a weekday during normal office hours, there may be a problem with the building that is causing tenants to move out. On the flip side of that, if the parking lot is at capacity, it could mean a no-go for your tenants, who may require many parking spaces. Agents have the market information investors need to determine when it is the right time to buy or the right time to sell. Investors will come to rely on you and your specialized knowledge to help them get a better grasp on the market. Tenants will also be impressed by your extensive knowledge of properties. They can rely on your skills to help them find the right property that best fits their needs. What do clients look for in a commercial agent? Residential buyers and sellers are often looking for a savvy agent with a high degree of empathy who can understand their positions when placed in certain circumstances. They want the agent to have the ability to put himself or herself in their shoes. Residential clients are emotional in that way. Commercial buyers, sellers, landlords, and tenants are not as concerned whether or not their agent is empathetic, though empathy can be an asset. So, what do commercial clients look for and expect from their agents? Intelligence. The majority of commercial agents are very clever because they need to be. They deal in a world of high-dollar transactions. Information is kept on lockdown by brokerages, and agents guard their leads carefully to protect their business. Property managers and owners exaggerate comps and occupancy rates. The transactions are complex and can take months to close. Prospecting can be tough and time-consuming. Commercial agents are expected to have a higher degree of technical knowledge about business and finance. They need to know where and how to find information, whether it is who owns a specific property or how to value a property with no available comps. It takes someone willing to continually network and educate themselves so that he or she can be in the know about the market at all times. Clients expect this. An agent's lack of knowledge can tank a deal and cost a buyer or a seller big bucks. Most commercial agents are degreed professionals who are good number crunchers. In order to be a productive and successful commercial agent, you must understand math. There is really no exception to this rule. Whether you are in land development, retail shopping centers, or office space leasing, you absolutely will deal with calculations every day. If you specialize in investment properties, then you will be calculating cap rates and net operating income, NOI, to help your clients purchase the best investment properties. If you do not speak the language of math, you will be left in the dust by those agents who do. Commercial real estate equals numbers and dollars. Professionalism. Clients expect their agents to look the part. Residential agents know to dress for success, but there is a bit of a different expectation in the commercial world. Commercial agents should wear the uniform of business people because they are working with business people. For the most part, the business world is conservative. If you dressed less than the business people you are meeting with, then you lose immediately. As mentioned earlier, if you have a meeting with a buyer who shows up in a dark suit and tie, and you show up in khaki pants and a colorful striped polo shirt, then you just inadvertently showed that buyer that you do not know how to dress for a business meeting. Do not wear a name tag when you are meeting with commercial people. Are they wearing a name tag? No. Neither should you. Agents must be on time at all times. Showing up late will lead the client to believe that you do not think he or she is important. Excuses do not matter and will get you nowhere. Aim to be at least 15 minutes early for a meeting. Also, do not look at your cell phone during a meeting or your watch. Your client may believe that you are bored or that you just wish you were somewhere else. You want them to believe that you are there for them. The ability to close deals. Of course, you want to close deals. This is where you make your money. It is also imperative to your buyer and seller that you do everything that you can to bring their deal to close. They do not need their hands held during the process because they are most likely educated on the process and have their attorneys in tow. Clients want the agent to be available and on the ball during the process. Accessibility is particularly important during the due diligence period. Buyers often live in a different city from the properties they are buying, and the agent needs to make sure that inspections and reports are being ordered and performed on time. Agents are expected to help find ways to reduce the cost of the property, like finding big ticket items that will need to be repaired, costing the buyer more money in the future. Agents must understand zoning laws and know which agencies to contact to ensure that the property can be utilized the way that the buyer intends.